This was my interview with my brother, Steven Berkmeyer, and his opinions and his take on America and how they cross their boundaries by interacting with other countries' conflicts. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, Steve. So how do you feel about war in general?
I don't like it at all.
Why?
Because it just, people shouldn't be killing other people. There should not be killing. There should not be, we're all one and the same, and we just should not be killing each other. I understand sometimes, you know, like the Revolutionary War and things like that, like America wouldn't be around today with war, without war, but I don't know. I can't get over the fact that people, you're killing other people. I don't like it. It's a terrible thing to me.
So what would be, in a world with no war, what would be the way people would settle disputes? Because war...
Debates.
But debates can turn into war at times.
We have war verbally. Like I said, I mean, it's kind of, war is kind of impossible to avoid because the way our world is. But mm-hmm. I don't know. In a perfect world to me, it just would never happen. But it's just not really possible, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, in your opinion, you don't think war is ever okay in any situation, no matter if it's like somebody terrorizes another country
and they fight back? For me, yes. It's not acceptable in any way, but at the same time, because of this world, I have to accept the fact that it's a huge possibility to happen because of what history has shown and, you know, what's happening today with, like, Iraq and Afghanistan and all that. I mean, even if you don't like war, you have to accept it.
Okay.
But what about Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and how
they took action upon us, so us taking action upon them, was that acceptable?
Yes, not as like a revenge type of thing. Not saying that America did that, but I think it was necessary because our plans were to stop Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, would have done more bad things, or still doing bad things to this world today. But our goal by doing that makes it acceptable in a way to me because we were trying to stop Al-Qaeda from taking more lives.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, yes, we were trying to stop bad people.
So, and what do you think about our troops being in Afghanistan still?
I mean, I guess I'm on the fence with that. I mean, I understand we're over there trying to provide aid for them in many different ways. And it's a great thing that we're doing that. We're really trying to help that country. But, I mean, after so many years, I mean, you got to bring these people home to see their family, to... You know, many of them have kids. They haven't even met their kids yet. You know, they got to come home at some point to be with their families again where they belong. So, again, it's great that we're over there helping this country. It's a very nice thing that we're doing, but it's time to come home.
So that means that you're all for Obama's plan to bring the troops home by 2014?
Most definitely. I wish it could even be sooner, but, you know, if it has to be, you know, by 2014, as long as they get home, I support it.
That kind of gets into my next question was, if Obama was to bring home the troops now rather than in 2014 when the plan is to teach the Afghanistan troops, like, better combat, they're getting better combat training. So do you think if the U.S. brought home their troops now, would that cause a bigger threat to, like, terrorists in the U.S. again?
I mean, I think either way, I mean, no matter what we do, there's still always a threat to terrorist attacks and all that stuff. I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we could try all we want to eliminate terrorist attacks and all, but, you know, no matter what we do, whether they happen again in a few years or a few decades from now, I mean, there's always going to be those bad people out there, unfortunately. But I don't think it really matters. It's just the amount of time of which another one will take place.
So, to sum that all up about Afghanistan, do you feel as though when the U.S. finally captured bin Laden, was that a relief for the U.S., or was that just, like, a time to celebrate?
Well, actually, when they... I was actually at the Phillies game the night they announced that they killed Osama bin Laden. And I remember everybody, all the fans, everybody was chanting USA, USA. And at first, I had no idea what was going on. And then very quickly, the word spread that we eliminated Osama bin Laden. And I don't know, it was very awkward for me. I guess the fact that, like, yeah, we got Osama bin Laden, a man that killed thousands of people and did terrible things to the U.S. and had terrible plans to, you know, do many other terrible things. But the fact that we were chanting and happy for a death, regardless of who it was, I think was what bothered me. I didn't actually partake in, like, cheering USA, USA, not because I'm not proud of my country, just because I don't know. No matter who it is, I don't want to be cheer for a death, if that makes any sense.
So, but, like, since he killed thousands of our, like, innocent civilians in New York at the World Trade Center, do you think, though, somewhere deep inside, you felt as though he deserved it?
Deserved to die?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm somebody that doesn't think anybody at any time has any say of whether or not another person should die, regardless of what they did or who they are or whatever. I'm more of somebody like this whole thing. I think instead of killing, people should be punished in a way, like sent to prison to rethink of what they've done. Not saying, you know, we can take thousands of people from and imprison them, but I'm on the fence with that just because, like, I just don't think anybody, no matter what their position is, what their power is, has a say whether or not another human living being has a right to live or not.
So from that, I take it that you've never considered joining the army, or have you?
No, me personally, no. I mean, I've thought about it, but my answer is still always no. But... you know, I know many kids actually now being in college that joined the Army with the ROTC program, which is actually, I really don't know exactly what it is, but I know you go into the Army, and I know the Army will help pay for college. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not saying that's their reasoning for joining the Army, because I mean, that's a bad reason, you know, because you got to be prepared to do many things in the Army. But yeah, I know many people that actually are in the Army, you know, upon joining college and all, and it helps a lot with their education and stuff like that.
All right, so my final question is simply just, do you ever think, through the history of the United States, have they ever crossed boundaries with other countries' conflicts?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're not a perfect... I mean, I can't name specific events when mm-hmm. we have, because this isn't really my forte. But, I mean, I'm sure we have, without a doubt. I mean, yeah, we're America's supposedly, you know, quote-unquote, the greatest country in the world, you know, the most powerful, but that doesn't mean we make... every decision we make is the greatest decision, the best decision, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure, I mean, nobody's, you know, no country, no person, no leader, anything is perfect. So, yeah, we definitely have.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. This was a great conversation, and I got to know a little bit more about your feelings. So, once again, thank you.